Football miracles then. Football miracles number 9 this is. Let's start back where it started from. They can have more enjoyable moments in a week of football than we've had in 30 years. Everton are the most miserable club to support in this country. A combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. I may well just say that over and over again for the full hour, and I think it'd do what we want the show to do. We're going to pick up where we left off, and we left off and Liverpool had just become league champions. And this is the thing: how do you define a football miracle? It is the unlikely, it's the thing that's difficult to see coming, the thing that you're in the ground leads to madness and pandemonium. And all of a sudden, John, we weren't in the ground, and all of a sudden, I do want to cover this a little bit. Miracles were suddenly very hard to come by, and it's interesting to me. I had a look at this season, the COVID season, improperly impacted season. And the first time it feels like there's anything that you can sort of pull into this category, not to say that Liverpool played well or played badly in the bit before this point, is Roberto Firmino's last-minute headed victory goal against Tottenham. At that point, by the way, was second in the league and we were first. And Firmino turned up with a header, and it's the first time there's anyone in the ground. And it just, like, the extent to which, you know, we like to do the football without fans is nothing and all of this sort of stuff. And you know what I mean? We're so important to this Liverpool team. Where would they be without us? And Jurgen Klopp says it as well, to be fair. But it's really telling that the first time you get anything that could even be loosely defined as a football miracle happens when Roberto Firmino's got some supporters in there to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, from a Liverpool point of view, I guess Aston Villa would be saying when they beat us 7-2 was a little bit of one. But I think from our point of view, yeah, we were sort of always a little bit flat, weren't we? And what's telling about that winner as well is that he legs to the cop, doesn't he? And there's 2,000 of us in there. It felt like there was more. It's mad to think of 2,000 in Anfield, you know, all with masks on, all spaced apart. You'd think it'd be shit, but it was fucking boss.
It was class.
And then, but for me, you know, when he scores that header, just legs it. And he must have been knackered because we made no subs as well, which is a bit of a mad one to think about this game. But he kept them on and obviously gets his reward, the manager, with that. And then he just teared down that left-hand side that the Centenary stand to us, and I can still sort of feel it now. And it was just a brilliant night because me and Kev both went, and, like, you know, life had been a bit different, and it, you know, well, that's a fucking understatement.